Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, it's D&D! Diners and Donuts!
D&D!
So good you'll go nuts!
D&D!
And now you know!
D&D!
With the Courtney and Company Show!
Oh, yeah! That's our seventh stop on the Diner and Donut Tour. Good morning and welcome to the Courtney and Company Morning Show. And welcome to our listeners out of Paul's Donuts. Thanks for getting up here so early.
By the way, we've been underselling Paul's all week because it's Paul's Donuts, ice cream, and more.
What's the more, I wonder? Anybody here?
We're going to have, you know what?
Breakfast?
Milkshake.
I did have the ice cream part. Breakfast. Oh, breakfast.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. We're talking eggs.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge place.
Massive.
Yeah. And it's in St. Peter's. And so, of course, our St. Charles County people came out to see us. And we've already met some cute children. And don't forget, at the end of the tour, the week I'm off, they will rate the children in the different cities.
Nope.
Yeah, Maylee and McKenna came out. They go to St. Joe's in Cottleville. They were all dressed and ready to go to school.
Let me tell you, just because of those two, I mean, they're up there. Hi. We have to see what other children show up today.
David, Stephanie, and Bob, they even beat the shirts.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They did. Bob was worried because he's like, I don't know if I can wait around. I'm like, the street team, they're almost here. And then Stephanie had to get gas. She's like, I'm going to go get gas, come back. She didn't have to. She held the door open for our street team.
There we go.
Anthony and Marquise. So thank you guys for getting out here so early because people are out here before the broadcast starts, out here before Tim Convy. Imagine that.
Yeah. I was on time today. You may have noticed. And that's after a night of giving back so hard.
Oh, that's right.
I forgot. You were a celebrity waiter.
How hard did you give back?
Super.
No, that doesn't. I take that back.
I stayed until I was sure Guy Phillips was gone, and then I left. I was not going
to
let him give back any harder than I was.
Okay.
Did you raise more money than he did?
No idea.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't actually get to see him, unfortunately. I was up at California Pizza Kitchen. He was, I'm told, I don't know, my dad saw him, so he was running around, you know, finger guns. And I did not get to see him.
Oh, okay.
But good. A lot of people show up to see all the local celebs.
It was raining early on, so we were kind of in the restaurants, but then at the end came outside and there was live music and so many good people. It was an event for the St. Louis Crisis Nursery. And it was great. I have a feeling they raised a bunch of money. And I spent a whole lot of time talking to Elvis.
Oh, yeah, Steve Davis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's one of the best. You know, one time in my life, and I'm mad it was just Nick and I, because we had some friends that were with us, and they left early because she had too many Jaeger shots.
As you do.
Afterwards, and there was a fireman carry out of a place. I had to go introduce Elvis at somewhere in Soulard. Somewhere in Soulard. Where did we have the Christmas party that one year?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
years ago.
I know.
You talking about the Carriage House place?
You mean the murder mystery place?
No.
No.
No. It was in, like, Soulard area.
Right.
So funny. We only had, I think, 3 Christmas parties in the 18 years we've been here, and I can't remember.
Anyway, I got to introduce Steve Davis after I'd been to a day game all day, and I had an opportunity to go out in the back alley and get in a group prayer before they went on.
No way.
He thanked the Lord for the gigs.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was awesome.
That's,
I mean,
really,
it was like
cool.
One of my favorite moments of all time.
Yep. That's amazing. Yeah, he's
wow.
Good. He's good. Funny guy and knows more of Burt Convy's resume than I did.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I mean, start to finish. Gave me everything.
So there's a long
told
conversation.
Told me what was on the cutting room floor, the whole thing.
Wow.
Well, we're going to have fun out here today. We have stuff. If you can't make it to Paul's Donuts out in St. Peter's, we do have stuff we'll be giving away on the air, like tickets to the Cardinals for their Labor Day weekend series against the Reds, and they won last night. Feeling good about that. And I think I heard our last, like, the last six out of eight games we played the Cubs. Is that correct?
Of the season?
Of the
last
season.
Seven of ten. Yeah.
7 of 10.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
It's kind of poor planning.
No, or is it great planning?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
it.
Really. So we'll have those Cardinals tickets as they're looking pretty good, and so we're pretty happy about that. We'll also have Backstreet Boys tickets to give away,
yes.
And you'll win tickets in a suite. You also get to meet the band. And you get to go to a fun after party at Ballpark Village in Fox Sports Midwest Live. We've got Looking for Love in the Lou. We've got your entertainment schmig. We're going to talk about words and how you may have been pronouncing them wrong your entire life.
Oh, really?
We will first find out what Kevin thinks. And he's probably the only one pronouncing the words we're pronouncing wrong correct.
Yes.
We'll talk about wedding songs today. We're just going to have a fun Friday show.
All right. 82 the high today. And it looks like we may see more rain this morning. But cooler temperatures for the weekend. Sunny and 82 tomorrow and 80 the high on Sunday with maybe some late night showers. But right now in St. Peter's, it's 70 at Paul's Donuts. Lance Hildebrand with another look at traffic.
Possible words you've been pronouncing wrong your whole life. That could include Jungerman or Youngerman.
Yeah. I used to live off of Jung Station.
Yeah?
And I never knew what it was.
Well, whether you prefer Jungerman or Youngerman, we are at the southwest corner of that street and McClay on Triad Center Drive at Paul's Donuts. We're going to be here till 10, so come on by and see us. On the roads, we've got an issue on the Illinois side, 55, make that rather 255, 255 northbound near Route 15. What they're describing as a wheelbarrow-sized pothole. I don't think I would want to hit that, but
a tour. Live at Paul's Donuts in St. Peter's on today's Best Music Mix. Y98.
That's right. The whole gang's here in a line out the door. Thank you so much for stopping by on our penultimate stop for Diners and Donuts.
I used that term yesterday. I wasn't sure it was right.
Yeah, second to last.
Okay, good.
I remember because one time, speaking of words mispronounced, words that you mispronounced, I said penultimate thinking it was the last, and someone corrected me.
Who would correct you?
Think you know.
Tim.
We had to let him. Yeah.
Such a jerk.
We had to let him go.
We had to let him go from the show.
I'm just curious because we have a ton of people here really, really early, like before we even went on the air. I'm curious about our t-shirt stock. Are we low? Oh, okay. I'm just telling you. Yeah. I feel bad because people got here really. It's
right.
6:07.
Mm-hmm.
6:07.
They weren't messing around here, Pauls.
Yeah, they're bringing their entire family. We got little Scarlett. And Abby.
Oh, my gosh. That the ratings for St. Peter's just shot through the roof.
Pretty high.
The cuteness ratings?
Yes, yeah. For the children.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the big sister's holding the little sister.
I know.
I mean, how sweet is that? Okay, so we had a tragedy in the home yesterday.
What happened?
I know that I use tragedy, but in my world, it is.
How's Webby?
All the animals are fine.
Okay.
Nick is fine. All the living things are fine.
Nick's hair?
His hair is on point still. I know you really want him to lose it, don't you? His hairline is like his eyebrows.
No, I don't want him to lose it. I'm very envious, but no, I want him to hang on.
Have to do with a broken toilet seat?
No, it has to do with a broken item that Nick loves more than any item I think he's ever had in his adult life.
Is it television?
Not a television. Okay. Televisions can be replaced. Coffee machine? No, we've gone through a lot of those.
Golfing
cooking
item.
Utensil.
Not a cooking utensil.
Golfing
and not a golfing item.
What could it be?
Is it a vehicle?
It's a rainbow vacuum. This rainbow vacuum, I believe, is from the
70s. Yeah.
And I've bought millions of vacuums in our relationship, tried to like excite him with the bright and shiny new thing.
Yeah.
And no, nothing compares to the rainbow for Nick. And I believe it's the same rainbow that his mom used in the 70s at their house that we now have. And you fill a water pan.
Yes.
And so it really gets everything up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you dump the pan. Well, the belt broke on it.
Mm.
Can you fix the belt?
I don't know.
I think you can, only because my mom, when I moved into my first apartment, would go to garage sales and find little
items.
And she found a Kirby vacuum, an old Kirby vacuum.
I would think rainbow people are similar to Kirby people.
And let me tell you, she went and bought some part, like a belt, and got it fixed for $10. And it is the sturdiest, most reliable vacuum because they don't make things like they used to.
No, I mean, this thing, it's got like tortoise shell on it. It's It's so 70s, I can't even explain it to you.
There's got to be a way.
I don't know.
eBay?
Yeah.
Get on there. There's somebody who has a poorly put together website for rainbow vacuums, and they have all the parts.
There's got to be a rainbow store, don't you think, somewhere?
Yeah, because there's Kirby stores out there.
I don't know that they sell vacuum parts, but there's...
I don't... Yeah, it's a totally different kind of rainbow. But their logo's the same. That's how they hook you in. Okay, I'm just curious from you guys. What item at your house that you use every single day, if it went down, you would be at a loss?
My Vitamix blender is showing some signs of wear, and it's stressing me out. They're not cheap, Vitamix blenders.
No, they're not.
And it's the only thing I'll use for the rest of my life, so that.
Okay, Kevin.
God, you know, it's tough to think about. I understand the vacuum pain from Nick. I'm a vacuum guy myself.
Yes, we know. You're a big vacuum guy from way back.
And we just got a brand new Shark that's cordless. Braggart, I know.
And that's all I hear is blah, blah, blah.
I think if you would have said...
not the vacuumer.
I like how he brags on a Shark.
I don't even know what that means. You know,
we also have a Roomba.
A Roomba.
And that's pretty... It's been nice. So.
You're going to have to be careful with the dog.
Yeah.
That dog has to stay in a crate, because I've seen some nasty pictures of dogs that have had accidents while the Roomba is in motion.
And you're gone. And the Roomba decides to...
Spreads it all over the house.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Wow. What about you, Jen?
I would say my new hair straightener.
Mm-hmm.
My hair straightener, I finally got rid of after like 15 years. And I looked at this new one and I was like, oh, that is a lot of money to spend to straighten my hair.
It's changed your life?
I wish I would have bought it 10 years ago, because my other one used to take an hour to straighten my hair.
How long now?
It heats up in 60 seconds and I can be finished in 5 minutes.
It's incredible.
Wow.
It's incredible.
It's really worth every penny.
Yeah. Lance Hildebrand.
Well, I was thinking about that, and I might be the odd person on the show. Shocker.
Is it your pickup truck?
Well, yeah, because I'm down to one burger wrapper vehicle, so that would be a problem. But, I mean, usually when stuff breaks, I'm just like, okay. Like, our remote for Dish Network broke, and it's like, oh, guess I'm not going to watch it on this TV. And then someone forgot to pay the bill for Dish Network, and it's like, oh, guess I'm not watching Dish Network. So...
Wow, you're real.
Wow.
You just let it all go.
Yeah, so I try not to be too beholden to stuff, so it's like, well, you know, there's Cozy TV, I'm good.
Can you imagine if Courtney,
no,
if the remote broke and she just said, well, I'm just not going to watch TV
You know how you hear those weird stories about people calling 911 for odd reasons?
It would be the remote.
It would be me. My TV's down, can somebody come help me? I'm in Fairview Heights. Don't mind the cats. I may be over capacity.
And if, by the way, if you've got a part for a rainbow vacuum, you could bring that.
I've done the research. There's a place in Valley Park and in Overland where you can get
nice.
Great parts.
Boom. Problem solved.
I just like to make my man happy.
Yeah.
As he vacuums our home.
Yeah. All right. Today we'll see a high of 82, maybe some early morning rain, and Lance Hildebrand navigating you through the rain or dry roads with a look at traffic.
Not too far from where we are, which, by the way, is Paul's Donuts in St. Peter's, southwest corner of McClay and Youngerman on Triad Center Drive. That's where we're broadcasting live from. Till 10, we do have a stall. This is going to be 364 westbound past Harvester.
Seventh stop of the Diner and Donut Tour out in St. Peter's. Hey, let's make some noise out here. We've had a massive crowd since we started, even before we started, and we want to thank everyone for coming out. Thank you so much, and we've met so many great people. But I do want to mention, because this is a blast from the past, Jeff and Monique Winkler stopped by, and Jeff and Monique were the winners of the opportunity to go to Kevin's wedding.
What?
Yeah.
And they went?
They went.
18 years ago.
You guys did a contest to go to Kevin's wedding?
Why have I never heard of that?
People wanted to go. I've forgotten it. People wanted to go, and they went. And they went to Fast Eddie's with us in between. Guy complained about the long wait between the wedding and the reception.
Yeah, that did happen.
But Jeff and Monique were in attendance for Kevin the intern's wedding.
That was so cool.
That's amazing. And they came out today.
They came. They came by. So it was great to meet them. And then we've met a ton of other people. Let's talk about some of those people that we've met.
Oh, my gosh. Juanita stopped out for a second time. We had Chris and Jen stop by with her kids. Chris, Emily, Abby, and Scarlett.
Oh, so cute.
So adorable.
The baby loved me. Did you see that?
Yeah. Yeah, she stared you down.
Couldn't take her eyes off of me.
Born on Christmas Day, so she is going to be 8 months in just a couple days. Trista, Chris, Rebecca, who's celebrating her 4-year anniversary today, and she cannot remember her first dance song, which to a bunch of radio people just sounds really...
It sounds crazy to me.
There's got to be a record of that.
I asked her, too. I said, who picked it? She said, well, I don't think my husband did, so I guess I did.
I mean, to me, that's like such an important... In my opinion.
It's a memory, yeah.
I spent months and months trying to figure out
what's the right song that's not too, that makes sense to the, to the two of you.
Yes.
And it wasn't White Flag by Dido.
Or The Police, what's the stalker
Every
song?
Breath You Take.
Every Breath You Take, yeah. We've seen a few of those. So, happy anniversary to Rebecca. Sue and Debbie stopped out. Jeannie stopped out. Julie and Addison. Stacy and Morgan, who is a freshman at St. Charles West. And Charlotte, who brought a cone for all of us to sign, but she decorated my own orange cone in honor of my...
Your new gig as a crossing guard.
My infamous crossing guard. No, it was a one-time thing.
I don't think so. Okay, so yesterday that Instagram and Facebook post on Courtney and Company's sites, Courtney and Co. Y98, and then Courtney and Company on Facebook, had more likes and comments than anything I can recall. Recent.
The gen picture. It did pretty well.
As a crossing guard, lots of people thought that finger was too long to be an index finger, and they thought it was your middle finger.
My fingers are very long, so my index finger looks like it's my middle finger. I love... Teresa Dowd sent a comment. She said, I love how you can be so feisty when needed. That's going to be my new... If I start a business... Feisty when needed. Lots of people thought it was my middle finger. Someone said, how has no one pointed out Jen's cute shoes? It's like, yeah, thank you. Let's talk about the real thing in this picture.
Jen's been trying to get Rothy's signed for about a year
now. Hello. Yeah. And then...
These shoes stop traffic.
And good started one. Up again.
And then Lydia, the PTO president, reached out to me, and the PTO wants to know if they can use that photo. And I was like, yeah, the only problem is it looks like I'm giving the school stop sign the middle finger.
Pixel it out.
Do they want to use it for what not to do? Is that the...
I think they're trying to get more people to volunteer as a crossing guard for the school because people don't
realize.
Oh,
yeah, that face makes it look like it's so much fun.
Well, but no. I mean, it's all about marketing. It's like, hey, got pent-up aggravations? You should be a crossing guard.
Oh, yeah. It's like the new rage room.
Right.
Yeah, it did feel good after I was done. Yeah. I mean, you get to yell out loud in front of a bunch of people. And
come on, Honda. Knock it off.
When you're on the highway and you're yelling at someone, they can't hear you. And sometimes they're not paying attention, so when you honk your horn, they don't even look up. But these people, when I yelled at them, they like slammed on the brakes and stopped.
You can see the picture of Jen, what we're talking about. Just follow us on Instagram if you have it, Courtney and Co. Y98, and on Facebook, the Courtney and Company Morning Show. What's coming up in Schmig?
We have a lot to cover in Schmig. Taylor Swift, you know, her album dropped this morning, and something she did to surprise fans overnight. We'll talk about it in the next 6 minutes on Y98.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
And the Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Donate school supplies in the month of August and join Club Fitness for free. How's it going, Lance? How's it going, Kevin?
It's good.
Doing well.
Courtney disappeared. Lance is talking
coffee.
To somebody.
Yeah. Courtney's getting coffee.
We just talked to, we just heard Taylor Swift, her new album. What's it called?
Lava.
All right. Can't say it still. Comes out today. And she's performing on GMA.
Oh.
So, what does Taylor Swift do? Because she's Taylor Swift. She shows up overnight because there were people camped out to see her perform on GMA. Shows up with 30 pizzas that she hand-delivered to all of her fans waiting outside Central Park.
Heart of gold.
Come
Taylor
on,
Swift.
we brought like 90 t-shirts.
That's true. That's something.
We're basically the same as Taylor Swift.
Step it up, Taylor. I say that all the time. We're the Taylor Swift of pop music.
We really are. Pizzas, they're gone.
Yep.
T-shirts last forever.
They do.
Katy Perry and Taylor Swift have ended their feud, and Katy has a new song. She and her band decided to perform it in a bathroom. Her band, all wearing matching outfits. She's wearing this feathery flamingo dress with like fuzzy pink slippers, like the ones that like 50s and 60s housewives used to wear. You can see the video at Y98.com. Also at Y98.com, more on this whole Sony, Marvel, Disney, Spider-Man thing. Not sure what the end result is going to be, but Peter Parker and Tony Stark are still cool. They went hiking with each other and had a little play date with each other's action figures. That is not, by the way, a euphemism for anything. They were just playing with each other's action figures. Robert Englund.
Freddy
Krueger. Better known as Freddy Krueger. He's 72 years old. I would have lost that birthday bet. But he says he thinks he can do one more Nightmare on Elm Street film.
No, I don't.
Come on.
After that, he says someone needs to take over. And here's what he said. The rumor he's heard is Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon loves horror films.
Well, he was in the first Friday the 13th.
He's a real actor. He's a character
actor.
He was great as that Invisible Man.
Oh, he was
years
evil.
Ago?
Yeah, remember it made him crazy?
Yeah.
But haven't they already moved on from Robert Englund? They made another Freddy movie without him. It was
They did, with Jackie Earle Haley
Jackie
as
Earl
Freddy.
Oh, yeah.
But that one did not do well.
Oh.
Wasn't that Flatliners?
It was like something. It wasn't the Invisible Man. It was like
Tremors?
That wasn't Tremors either.
What are you guys trying to think of?
The movie where he made
Shadow
himself.
Man?
He made himself invisible.
Ahead, yeah.
I'm sorry. I stopped the
With
conversation.
Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it was Invisible Man.
Okay.
Here's the crazy thing. The last time Robert Englund played Freddy was in 2003. He was 56 years old. Kevin Bacon, 61.
Yeah.
Still got it.
Yeah.
He does. He does still have it. Miley Cyrus, man, she is nothing if not entertaining. And since splitting from Liam Hemsworth, she doesn't really have a filter. She got a new tattoo inspired by her trip to Italy with Brody Jenner's ex.
Oh boy.
But she also went off and had this long thing on Twitter that was highly entertaining. She said there are all these rumors that she apparently cheated on Liam, or that there was some sort of cheating going on. And she said that is absolutely not the case. She still loves him. And then she said, you can say I'm a lot of things, but I'm not a liar. And then she went on to say all of the things she's done in her life. How she cheated in previous relationships. She lost a massive Walmart deal when she was 17 because there was a picture of her ripping on a bong. She got kicked off the Hotel Transylvania movie for buying Liam a cake that was in the shape of
a package.
We know.
And you remember the picture? She was like, she had her tongue out. She was trying to lick it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That got kicked off that movie.
She had her tongue insured, by the way.
Oh. Did she really?
Yes. It was one of the insured who's worth more things.
Oh, yeah.
I just didn't do it.
Worth more than Gene Simmons' tongue?
I don't remember.
Because his tongue is worth more than Celine Dion's voice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which
Crazy.
Is weird. All right. And Gary Busey. You know how he has Buseyisms.
Old Gary Busey.
Well, he wants to talk to you about death. There is no death. Death just stands for don't expect a tragedy here. And he talked about some mystical experience he had on an operating table where a mother of pearl spoke to him in an androgynous voice. And it said, Gary, you're going in a good direction. But it's time for you to look for help in the spiritual realm.
And this article was done, what, in the New York, New York Post?
Hollywood Reporter.
New York Times. Why do it's just mean to interview him now, I think.
I agree.
I don't think there's a reason to.
Right. Unless we can get him, in which case,
yeah.
We should.
Yeah. And movies out this weekend. The Peanut Butter Falcon is expanding in theaters.
Looks good.
I know. It looks really good. And on Netflix, third season premiere of 13 Reasons Why. More preseason football with the Lions and the Bills. And you have the second season finale on Comedy Central of This Week at the Comedy Cellar. That's Entertainment Schmig. Live from Paul's Donuts in St. Peter's.
Hollow Man.
Hello. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. You can also listen to the Schmig in podcast form. And Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
Not terribly far from where we are. We got a crash here in the Westplex at 94 and Prowley. Also on eastbound 44 past 141, there's debris in the right-hand lane. You'll slow in that general area, too, up toward the road work there at the Maryland.
Live at Paul's Donuts in St. Peter's on Y98.
That's right. We are in St. Peter's. And, man, is this city welcomed us with open arms.
This has been awesome.
Lots and lots of kids. No, feel free to make noise.
Yeah. St. Peter's, make some noise.
Come on.
St. Peter's mayor sent two of the aldermen out, Patrick Barclay, Ward 4, and Nick Truppiano, also from Ward 4, to welcome us to the city.
Wow. Some of the differences those guys have made over in the 4th Ward, I mean, very, very impressive.
Do you remember what the 4th Ward used to be like?
It used to be the 3rd Ward.
Danger lurking around every corner.
They've really turned it around, and it's all because of Truppiano and Barclay here. So, thank you.
And let me tell you, the children of this area, delightful.
Pretty cute.
Pretty cute.
Tucker and Samantha came by with their mom, Melissa. We had Lucy and Lydia with their mom, Laura.
Noelle, the twins.
And Lorelai.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We also had Julie, who's a principal.
Yes, and two of her kids, Brock and Brady. So Julie's at Fairmont. She couldn't make it over here today. So Brock and Brady came over, and then another Brady and Lucas. I tried to explain to Brock the Brock umbrella.
Uh-huh.
He was not impressed. I think he needs a picture of it.
I have a friend that has a son named Brock, too. I like that name.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
it's a good name.
And how about Josh with the flip phone? That was awesome.
Yeah, that's Kevin's man.
Kevin, like, has a thing for people that have bad technology.
People who are living in the past, you're my kind of people.
Barb stopped by, Nick and Reagan, Julian and Amy, and Jessica as well. Thank you so much for stopping.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we are all... Oh, you have more people, Lance?
I was just going to say, Megan and Kyle and their mom, Jenny. And by the way, Megan has rehearsed my out cue, so I told her when I go on vacation, we're going to call her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
What's your out cue?
When I do the traffic report.
Give hope.
Yeah, can you come and do it on the radio?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Hey, that's it.
I'm going to throw it.
All right.
Okay,
come on, Megan. I'm going
to get it real close.
Lance Hildebrand, give hope, give local, give goodwill, traffic on Y98.
Yeah!
Future broadcaster. Megan, now she just got bit by the broadcasting bug.
Yep.
Is that magic just swirling through your body now?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it feels good. I remember my first time on the radio.
Yeah.
It was terrible. It was with Stephen E.C., and I think I had to do some stunt.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's not fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I've gotten a little better since then.
Oh, wow.
At least I've improved.
Wow. You've had long enough.
You want more?
Hey, listen, donuts are the great mediator here.
Nope.
So.
No, we need those Ward 4 guys.
That's right. Come on.
What are we doing here?
We're done.
Boy,
6:59.
Go get some donuts.
Listen, I wanted to let you know that we do have Backstreet Boys tickets to give away. We also have Cardinals tickets to give away. And the Cardinals tickets will be very, very soon on the show. Tickets for their Labor Day weekend series. But coming up next, let's talk about words that most of us mispronounce every single day. And it's... You know, specifically.
There you go, right there.
Kevin.
Yeah,
it's okay. Kevin.
Good transition.
All right, we will be back in
it's
4
convenient.
Minutes with that on Y98. Live from Paul's Donuts in St. Peter's.
KYKY FM HD1 St. Louis is powered by the Bomarito Automotive Group. It's Courtney and Company's Diner and Donut Tour. Live at Paul's Donuts in St. Peter's on today's best music mix. Y98.
St. Peter's, the home of the Catholic school.
Yeah.
I see more Catholic school uniforms in a wide variety, and it's near and dear to our hearts because a lot of us went to Catholic schools.
It's what St. Peter would have wanted.
Yeah, right.
I mean, all kinds of cute uniforms.
St. Joseph's in Cottleville. Is there a St. Cletus out here?
Yeah. St. Cletus has the real cute navy, all navy maybe.
And
St. Joachim and Anne. St. J&A in the house.
Yeah.
And what is their mascot again, Kevin?
A saint.
the fighting saints?
The flames.
The flames.
The Flames, Kevin. All right. Thank you guys for coming out. We'll say hi to more people in a minute. And we know a lot of parents stop by here with their kids to get pictures and just to say hi. So we appreciate it.
Yeah.
We still have lots of stuff for you to win on the show today. We also have Looking for Love in the Lou to come, but Backstreet Boys tickets, Cardinals tickets. Cardinals tickets coming very, very soon. All right, let's talk about words and words that we say every day. And maybe you say it a certain way, but you realize you're lazy on the way you say it.
Oh,
so you don't really say it correctly.
Yeah.
I don't know who you're talking to.
All right, so, Kevin. What would you call a group of soldiers on horses? Send in the
cavalry. But wait, it's cavalry.
And what are the
not cavalry?
Yeah,
more cavalry. Importantly, what's it made up of?
Horses.
Ridden by
men.
No,
soldiers.
Oh. He said soldiers. Okay.
Yeah, that's all interesting. Right. Yeah. Cavalry.
Cavalry. But he's. But a lot of people say
cavalry.
Yeah. They do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I've never heard that before.
All right. This is an Italian dish that has like tomatoes and it's a piece of bread and it's crispy.
Bruschetta?
Anybody else?
Well, I know bruschetta. Nick pronounces it bruschetta.
Yes.
No, I said just what Kevin said, bruschetta.
It's bruschetta.
Yeah.
It's bruschetta. Just letting you know. Okay, what about this?
Thank you, Italy.
Okay, what about this? Okay. A prize awarded to, there's 13 different categories.
Like the Nobel Prize?
But the other one?
Starts with a P?
Yes.
Oh. The Nobel Peace Prize?
Starts with a P.
It's like a journalism one.
Yes.
Oh, the Pulitzer Prize.
Pulitzer.
Pulitzer.
Is that correct? Is that what everybody says?
Yeah. And that's actually a St. Louisan.
Yeah.
Joseph Pulitzer.
Is that what everybody says?
Yeah. Pulitzer. Yeah.
All right.
Let's go with Pulitzer.
It's correct.
Okay.
I would like to make you possibly doubt yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, now this
I've won three.
Now this one I've always been curious about and never really commit to one way. I say it a variety of ways because I don't know if I'm correct
you like
or
to
not.
Mix it up.
G-A-L-A. It's a word Oprah would use a lot.
I avoid it at all costs.
Okay, well I have the definitive pronunciation.
Is it gala?
I say gala. And I need to know because I'm emceeing one.
What do you say?
I avoid it.
Okay.
Even when there's charity stuff on the air, I'll just say something
else. What if it's called something?
Or I'll say gala gala. I really will.
No, that's smart. Yeah. Why, but is that specifically why you avoid it?
Because I don't know which one it is. Yeah.
What about you, Lance?
I tend to say gala.
Gala.
It's gala.
It is gala.
Gala.
Okay.
Now we all know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you feel weird saying it because you think people are judging you because they think it's gala, and you know you're correct, but it doesn't matter.
I just say party.
Don't you say party?
Party. Yeah.
With the W.
Okay. What about C-A-C-H-E? It's a place, a storage place.
Oh, you're a cachet.
Anybody
cache.
Else?
Yeah, that's what I say.
I say cash.
When it's cash.
For storage, yeah.
It's cash.
But I think C-A-C-H-E is cachet. Like, if you know, it has a certain cachet to it. I think that's actually...
Isn't there a store in the mall that's called cachet?
Yes.
Or was at one point?
There was, with a little fata.
Over the E.
But much like Fido Dido, no one knew how to say it, and it went out of biz.
Well, isn't forte, that's your forte, isn't that fort?
Fort, yes.
All right. That one is, I mean, come on.
Come on, if you said it, people would look at you.
Right. Yep.
It's like sherbet, sherbet.
Yep.
Which, now, both pronunciations are okay, and I feel like forte, if you looked it up in the dictionary, both pronunciations would be right, because when you say fort, everyone thinks you're wrong.
Yeah.
I would, knowing it's fort, I would still say forte because everyone pronounces it that way.
Okay.
Even if you're Will Fort.
Okay, what about N-I-C-H-E on the same lines as
niche or niche?
Niche.
I avoid that one too.
Niche.
Really?
Yes. Or niche is also acceptable.
Then it should be spelled N-I-T-C-H.
All right, what about the elections coming up, and we have somebody that's going to run for this?
Oh, the gubernatorial?
No. What is the person that's running? Is the...
President.
Candidate.
Candidate.
What, Kevin?
The candidate.
What did you say?
Candidate.
Oh, is
I
it...
said candidate.
Yeah, you're all saying it wrong.
It is candidate.
It's candidate.
Oh, candidate?
Candidate.
Candidate.
I say candidate all the time.
Yeah. Right.
But it's candidate.
But that's one where candidate. you get lazy.
It's not, yeah, it's not even and candidate. It's not even it.
And frankly, they don't deserve that extra D.
You're right.
You know?
Okay, what about
I've had it up to here.
Okay, finally, the Greek sandwich.
Oh. Euro.
Oh. Euro.
Gyro.
Euro.
Euro.
With a Y.
Kevin?
Euro.
I've heard gyro. Yeah, I've like heard hero.
Y-E-A-R-O. Euro.
Yeah, they said gyro is correct.
Nice.
But you could also say gyro with a Z-H.
I've never heard that one.
Gyro. Yeah. Like Zsa-Zsa.
Just
hello,
like
darlings.
Zsa-Zsa. All right, so that everybody learned something there, right?
Yeah, sure.
I learned I'm dumb.
Live from Paul's Donuts in St. Peter's, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show out of T-shirts. But we will be here until 10 o'clock this morning, meeting everybody. Thanks, everyone, for coming out. In about 10, 15 minutes, we're giving away those Cardinals tickets for the Friday night Labor Day game against the Reds. So keep listening. Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
All right, let's start on the Illinois side where it looks like we're doing better around the area where we had that, what they described early this morning, pre-dawn, as a wheelbarrow-sized hole, pothole in the roadway on 55. Make that 255 northbound near Route 15. So we're doing better through there. Not much of a delay anymore. Northbound 255 near Route 15 on the Illinois side. On the Missouri side, northbound 21 near Old 21, they're clearing up an accident there.
Congratulations to Elizabeth Duquesne of St. Louis. She's going to check out the Cardinals and the Reds.
Is that all you got, Kevin?
That's all I got here. I'm sorry.
Weekend series, Labor Day weekend. They're going to be playing the Reds four times, and Saturday's a doubleheader, but she has tickets to Friday night's game, which is also Bierstein night.
Now, do you pronounce it Stein or Stein?
I don't have the pronunciation of that, but I think you have to put a little flavor on Bierstein.
Bierstein?
Bierstein, right.
Yeah.
And how do you say it? Say it again.
Cup of beer.
No, like in your German accent.
Bierstein.
There you go.
Most romantic language.
Okay, so while you guys were gone, Oliver came up to me and said, can I be interviewed?
Wow.
Oh, nice.
All right. Yeah. And I feel like, you know, you have enough guts to come up and say, I want to be interviewed.
Yeah, but I don't think it's fair that you're charging a kid $20.
I think that's reasonable.
Yeah, I think
it's
so
reasonable.
Too. Right.
It's
Oliver doesn't
have
that kind of money.
It's usually $50.
Oh,
$10.
Make a good point.
Discount.
Yeah. In Belleville, it was $50. So.
All right. So he has to be ready. He has to bring
so
it.
So what
right?
do you want to be interviewed about, Oliver?
All right, guys. So I like to rap. I like to do trampoline. I like to. Here's
Wait.
My favorite thing. I really, really, really like trampoline. Basically, I just spend half of my days on the trampoline, and I spend a lot of my days rapping.
Okay.
Wow. I wanna hear a little rap. Can you do some rap for us?
Something I'm doing, I'm used to, when I'm human, what I gotta do to get a 3-ounce of human, innovative, innovative, anything you say, joker saying, for me, good, I'm devastating, more than ever, demonstrating how to give up. Audience feeling like it's levitating, never fade in. I know the haters if I ever waited for the day, look at your phone, let me celebrate, cause another way to get motivated, I make a celebrity music, you make a celebrity music.
Yeah! Oliver!
Woo! Do you have a stage name as a hip hop artist, as a
yeah,
rapper?
You need one, Oliver. Yeah.
Lil O.
Oh my gosh, Courtney like loves you even more. Any rapper that starts with Lil.
Is it Lil though? Lil?
Lil O.
Lil O.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. You know, you brought it. You did not disappoint, and you actually, I think, exceeded all of our expectations.
Yes. Hey, can you tell us what the meaning behind that rap is?
You had to make elevated music, man. You got to be positive.
You gotta say elevated.
Yeah,
that's what Lil O's music is all about. That's what I. That's why I've been a fan for a long time.
I am impressed, Oliver. Oliver, do you want to say hi to any of your friends? No, it's all about Oliver's time. Isn't it?
Shout out!
I'm the one that spent $20.
I think you guys call them shout outs in the hip hop industry. Is there anyone you want to give a shout out to?
All my friends that support me.
Yes.
Yes. And those that the haters stay away.
Yeah. Do you have a message for the haters?
Flex on those haters.
That's right. He makes a good point. That's been Little O right here on Y98.
Come on, people. Little O deserves some applause.
All right, come on.
Man.
That's
Willow in
the
house.
That was worth the price.
Yeah. You know what? So. And if we're all still alive in 20 years, they'll show that video about where he got his start.
We'll be thanked.
In his, and his little, on the album cover.
The Lil-O story.
Okay, Valmeet, we are live, by the way, if we haven't mentioned it, from St. Peter's for our seventh stop of the Diner and Donut Tour. It's been a madhouse all morning. Lots of cute kids stopping by at Paul's Donuts, Ice Cream, and More. Mm. So we'd love to see you. We'll be here until 10 a.m. I feel like I've already put 17 hours of work in. Coming up in 7 minutes, Tim Convy has little foodstuffs for you on Y98.
Foodstuffs! Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convy, live from Paul's Donuts in St. Peter's. I have a donut in my hand as we speak.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
Maybe some of it's in my mouth. I don't know. That's not important. The point is foodstuffs.
Why would you take a bite right before you're going to go on?
I've been waiting for this thing, and it just showed up, and it looks delicious.
It's like his thing. I know.
It's also foodstuffs. It's very on-brand for me.
It's the most.
I've won 3 Pulitzers for foodstuffs.
We need to thank our friend Jill for coming out here today. Jill Devine, that you can hear every day on
Y98. That's who that is.
That's right, yeah.
She's with her daughters, Lou and Charlie. Charlie with an I, just like my Charlie. And Jen has not let Charlie go. I'm a little worried for her safety.
I'm fine with Charlie. She's not bothering
Charlie
me.
Charlie seems like she's doing all right. Foodstuffs brought to you by Salt and Smoke.
Do all babies look at me like that?
They love you,
Most of them that I've seen, yes.
That's right.
They're just confused by you.
I know.
You know most adults look at you like that, too. Yeah.
I've not noticed that as much. They're not as cute.
We're going to replace mobiles, you know, the mobiles above cribs with
me.
Face.
Yeah, just Nick gets the same looks. Nick's head gets the same looks.
The ornaments alternate between Courtney's face and Michelob Ultra, and it just goes around. Foodstuffs brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney and Co. Y98. So follow us on there. We talk a lot about one of our favorite places, Nathaniel Reed Bakery. We're going on right now. It's called Lunches for Learning. Goes on right now through August 31st. You can choose a sandwich, cookie, brownie, and drink for $12. And the bakery is donating 20% of the proceeds to the Kirkwood School District. Ever heard of it?
Yes.
Kirkwood. Anyway, go to Nathaniel Reed sometime between now and August.
And plus, it's delicious.
Oh my gosh, yeah, you can have your sandwich on a croissant.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh, oh, oh.
It is next level. We got to do it. It's part of my job as fall approaches here at Foodstuffs. We got to talk about pumpkin spice. What percentage of people love pumpkin spice?
Okay, can I real quick can we have an addendum, though?
You go ahead. I'm going to take a bite.
For the next month and a half, it's going to be in the news every day. Can we limit it to once a week?
Okay.
Once a week.
Wednesdays?
Because I think that they're kind of using us.
Yeah.
And I don't to be manipulated.
Big pumpkin spice.
Yes.
They got lobbyists.
I just think once a week is plenty.
Okay. I'm lining my pockets with pumpkin spice money, though, just so you know. They're like, keep talking, kid.
You got lobbyists after
right,
you.
Exactly.
I've hit my pumpkin spice peak. I used to be a big fan, and now it's just overkill. And I would say 20% are fans.
80% of people love pumpkin spice food and drinks. Isn't that crazy? 79% of people would sign a petition to make it so that pumpkin spice products were available year-round.
Hey, listen, if you buy enough of those Trader Joe's pumpkin spice containers, which I have loaded a whole entire cart with them year, they last all year long.
41% of people said they'd give up carbs to get pumpkin spice lattes for life.
Wait, they give up carbs, but aren't pumpkin spice lattes?
That would be the only carb that they would consider.
Wait, say that again?
41% of people said they'd give up carbs to get pumpkin spice lattes for life.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
It is. I don't think they're that good.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Carbs are life.
And how about this, Courtney and Company Daycare? 35% of people would name their child pumpkin spice if it meant free pumpkin spice coffee for life.
What?
Pumpkin spice, that's kind of a cute
name. That's a very selfish thing.
I think we need an intervention because it's just...
Yes, like I said, once a week. Once a week.
Okay, fine. Once a week. Well, okay, then I won't tell you that Hostess is releasing pumpkin cupcakes.
No,
really?
Nope.
Okay, it's not happening then. I want to tell you about this Red Bull story.
Red Bull or Red Bull?
Bull.
Bull.
Bull. The energy drink.
Oh.
Red Bull just settled a lawsuit up in Canada. There was a class action lawsuit against Red Bull because they didn't come through with their slogan. They said their slogan was not real. People thought Red Bull would, in fact, give you wings. And they sued. Now, it did not go to court. Red Bull chose to settle by giving, I don't know if it's everyone in Canada or at least everyone involved in this lawsuit.
Don't you think it's anybody that bought a Red Bull?
Oh, that's... They had to give them
wings? Well, I assume you have to sign up on
the
class action.
I guess you're right.
They all got $10.
Come on.
Which, I mean, they much rather would have had wings.
That is why things are so difficult for us to do at all times.
Exactly. Right.
And that's why we have 1,000 rules. That's why we couldn't do spearin' for Sheeran.
That's right.
Which was a fabulous idea.
I think that was
Thank you, lawyers.
A little dangerous. But
it wasn't. Nobody was there except for a tree and Kevin.
That's right.
Well, trees are very litigious. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
I'm just tired of it.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Red Bull doesn't give you wings, though. That's
Thank you.
If you've learned anything here today. And finally, Little Debbie. They're known for their snack cakes.
You know, was my go-to nutty bar all through grade school.
Yeah. Also, if Courtney had been a rapper back in the day, her name might have been Lil Debbie.
Yep, it might have been. I loved it so much.
They released a ranking of every product that they make, and it's in four different tiers. Basically, the really good stuff, the pretty good stuff, the okay stuff, and the stuff that people aren't super, super into.
Nutty Buddy has to be number one.
Let me see if I can find that one.
Nutty Buddy.
I think that's what they're called now.
Yeah, Nutty Buddy. You're right. It's in the Legends tier. It's in the top one.
Star Crunch, number two?
Number two? Who are you?
No, Star Crunch is in the last tier.
What? Yeah. Okay, Swiss Rolls.
Swiss Rolls are in the second tier.
That was a high school favorite.
Good rap name.
Those zebra cakes.
Zebra cakes are in the third tier.
Oh, okay, just go through the top tier.
First tier, and I can't argue with these, oatmeal cream pies.
Yeah,
Christmas tree cakes.
Oh, and I don't like those Christmas tree cakes.
Okay. And then the second tier, birthday cakes, turtle brownies, Swiss rolls, glazed donut sticks, and mini powdered donuts.
Uh-huh.
And then third tier, honey buns, cosmic brownies.
Honey buns?
Cosmic brownies, third tier.
Pushed all the way down?
You fighting that?
Yeah.
And then the ones that people don't really care about, Boston cream rolls, fig bars, banana rolls, orange cream cakes, raisin cream pies.
Honey buns.
And Star Crunch. I would agree with you that Star Crunch should be.
We got robbed.
You know, honey buns are used as money in the Big House.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's right.
Wow. So like, you trade it for like cigarettes and shebang chips?
Yeah, but I don't know. A lot of places, cigarettes aren't allowed. So it's the nutty or the honey buns. Yeah.
Joint doesn't sound so bad.
No.
This has been Food Stuffs. Follow us on Instagram, guys, at Courtney and Co. Y98.
Food Stuffs!
Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Maybe some early morning rain today and a high of 82. 80s for the weekend. And it looks like it'll be sunny till maybe Sunday night where we see more rain. Right now in St. Peter's, it's 72, and Lance Hildebrand has a look at traffic.
There's still some slow going westbound 270. That's as you're coming out of Granite City. We had an earlier issue after the canal bridge in Granite. 170 northbound past 6440. That accident has been moved out of the way. At least all driving lanes are open, but it's still kind of slow on westbound 6440. Once you get on the brakes, moving past Kings Highway, heading out toward Hampton, it really doesn't get better till you're past 170 because it's still difficult to get onto 170 northbound from 6440. Meanwhile, on eastbound 6440, fairly busy from Boone's Crossing in toward Timberlake. Once you get inside the 270 loop, it's not bad. There is some volume from near McKnight in through Big Bend. Out in Catawissa, Highway Double N is in Nancy at Rock Church Road. Look out for an accident there. On northbound 270, there is some volume around Gravoy. Gets a little busy again, too, as you move up past Big Bend, approaching Doherty Ferry and Matt.
Y98 live from Paul's Donuts in St. Peter's. It's our diner and donut stop number 7, second to last, with the Courtney and Company Morning Show on Y98.
Real quick, we're supposed to give a shout out to old Jack Finnegan.
Yes! He is...
I thought the family was still here. I'm like, they should be on the road to Tulsa, right?
Yeah, University of Tulsa. He's a sophomore, and so his mom wanted to give him a shout-out. He's like, really? A shout-out?
I know. He didn't seem all that.
No.
Seems like he likes his family.
He does.
And Erin, his sister, came by. She's in nursing school, graduating, doing an accelerated program. She'll graduate in December. So good luck with your sophomore year in college. Jack Finnegan!
My Finn came in while I was watching TV yesterday. I just got back into watching episodes of The Office. When my kids were away at camp, it made me a little sad. And I was going to watch some, like, serial killer show. And That didn't help my mood. So I needed something uplifting. So I decided to start the office from the beginning.
Yeah.
So he comes in and starts asking me questions. A couple of his friends his age, he's 10, watch The Office. So he like wants to be in the know. So he's asking me like, who's that? Who's that? At one point.
Yeah, our movie reviewer is all about
fan.
The Office.
Yeah. And he's 11, Patrick Foley. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they're about the same age. At one point, my husband came in and he's going to be on a board. And he's like, well, what does that mean? And I said, it's like he's the assistant to the regional manager. And Ben went, oh, Dad, you're just like Dwight Schrute. Which Ryan didn't appreciate. But God, this just tells you the difference between generations. So he's asking me about The Office. And he said, have you watched this before? I said, yeah. We used to watch it every week when it was first out. And he gives me this weird look like, every week.
Oh, yeah, because they're used to watching everything.
All at once, yeah.
And I said...
They are going to have no patience as adults.
No, because everything's on demand, right at your fingertips. You can watch as many episodes at a time as you want. And I said, and I was joking, and I said, back in the day, there was something called network TV, and you had to wait for your show to come on once a week. And he goes, network TV, when was that? And I said, no, it's still a thing. We have it. We just don't use it.
I watch network TV. Don't diss network
That's
TV.
That's right.
Not diss network TV.
There's lots of great
not while I'm around.
Some of us don't even have cable, Jen.
Yeah.
But my kids don't watch it. They watch everything on Netflix or Hulu, and it's like
braggarts.
On demand.
Right.
They're missing out.
That's but right. all the network shows,
yeah,
you can
watch
on Hulu, like a day or two later. But they just have no concept of having to wait.
Tuning in.
And wait and wait every week. And then I watch the end of season 2 of The Office. That's casino night where Jim and Pam kiss for the first time.
What? That happened?
Sorry, spoiler alert.
But
you had to wait. You had to wait like a whole 4 months to figure out what happened.
That was the best thing.
Right?
Cliffhangers.
Yes. Summer of anticipation.
Yeah.
Right.
Who shot JR?
Yes, those shows became part of your life, not just part of your week.
I still don't know.
Instead, you find out 15 minutes later that, spoiler alert, Pam called off the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim moved to Scranton.
No.
The Scarn. No. The place in Connecticut.
Yes.
Whatever.
The branch.
Yeah, yeah.
Stamford branch.
Stamford.
I believe that was it.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, kids.
Well, they're crazy.
I feel like I need to take... I feel like I need to take Netflix away and just teach them what it's like to wait for an episode from week to week.
All right. Well, listen, we are at Paul's Donuts in St. Peter's, Mo. Tons of people that came by here. It was a madhouse before all the children went off to school. We got to meet Lil O. He did a little rap for us.
That's right.
Probably the highlight of my day thus far.
His career started here.
But coming up next, People is Dumb, and that is in 4 minutes on Y98.
Y90 and Company's Diner and Donut Tour, live at Paul's Donuts in St. Peter's, on today's best music mix, Y98.
Yep, People is Dumb. This is perfect timing because most of the children are gone. Well, now just new kids just walked in.
They're very little. They might not. These stories might go over their heads.
People is Dumb can be dicey. You know? They're not usually involving the most reputable people.
Right.
So
kids, don't do this.
Earmuffs, children. No, they're not all that bad today. Okay, here we go. We were just talking about these yesterday, the e-scooters in St. Louis.
Yes.
Now we're going to be, if you didn't see the story, they're going to automatically power down in different areas, depending on the area, like on the Arch grounds, Forest Park, I think.
Places where people are walking and you don't want to be run over by a 20 or 30 mile an hour scooter.
Because they get up to, I told you I saw those people and they say to ride them on the street. They were using the lane on Tucker as a lane.
They go fast enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's 30 miles an hour.
This is in Missouri. I don't know where in Missouri, but a woman on one of the e-scooters got into a police chase.
It's got to be St. Louis,
It's
right?
got to be. It's a Bird e-scooter, and I think there's three lines of the e-scooters in our area.
Yeah.
Managed to zap a cop with the cop's own taser.
What? That's a bad cop.
Took a bullet to the butt.
And kept going?
And still made it home,
what?
Where the cops found her with lots of the drugs.
Oh,
oh yeah.
You don't go home in those situations. You go somewhere else.
Who is this woman? I wish there was video of this whole thing.
Yes, that cop doesn't. He's very glad there's not video.
Yeah, right.
You know what? I watch a lot of live PD, and we have a police officer here today that stopped by to see us. There needs to be some training on police and getting over fences.
Fence hopping?
There's lots of fence fails. Right. The criminal has no problem. They've been trained, but they always struggle a little bit with fences.
This guy looks like he could hop a fence.
I think he could. So, yeah. I think
yeah.
he could.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. That woman was in Kansas City.
Yes.
Thank God.
It wasn't here.
No.
Okay, good.
No. And okay, so here we go. There's a guy in Indiana. He was fired from his job at KFC. I think this whole chicken sandwich debate has gotten to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Who's got the best? And KFC not even really in on the conversation.
Right, yeah. They should
be all over it.
Right.
So he gets fired. Not sure why he got fired, but he responded by grabbing a knife and going after his boss. Other employees took him down, but he did manage to stab the boss in the hand and the arm. He's fine. Then he went outside, slashed the boss's tires, took off, and the cops caught him where?
The boss's house. His
Popeyes?
House.
McDonald's.
Oh.
He left KFC, went straight to McDonald's.
I thought he was going to Popeyes for the new sandwich.
Right.
Yeah, well, he should have. It's good,
right?
How do you keep him from stabbing the boss and then just get him out and then not watch him anymore that he gets to
like
go hit the
gone.
Side? Like, you
yeah.
keep. He just tried to kill your boss. You don't just let him go.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you keep an eye on him. Somebody's got to tackle this guy.
Tase him.
Yeah.
Okay, and then finally, I don't know if police were around him.
No.
Finally, people is dumb. When you're going to send a picture home to your parents from college, make sure that everything is just kind of cleaned up. Because a woman, Ella, she's a college student at the Chapman University in Orange, California, sent a picture of her room to her mom, but she forgot one thing.
The bong.
Handcuffs attached to her bed frame.
Oh!
I think the bong is better.
I think
the bong is better.
Illegal drugs are worse than handcuffs on your bed frame. I'm saying.
I don't know.
Oh, the movers left, though.
Okay, wait. Yeah. What would you rather see?
From my child?
Yes.
God, I don't... This is the
honestly,
worst would you rather.
Jen?
Bong?
So
I got bong over here. Bong over here. Bong.
Because you can move past the bong.
I don't know.
You're
never
going to forget the hand.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, the bong might be... You know, it's a phase in your child's life, and
yep.
you can talk
right.
them out of it.
Yes.
I'm dating
the
a
other
cop,
one is,
Mom.
The other one is a visual...
Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
Yes.
That you can't unsee.
Neither. It'll affect your relationship forever.
All
you can
right.
get over
yeah.
the bong.
Wait, hold on. What time is it? Neither is okay.
Right.
My
I don't
kids
know
are
what
driving
these,
to school.
I don't know what these other members of the show
to,
are talking about.
You really need to get them to stop listening because we can't really. We got to do our segments, Jen. We can't worry about your children.
Right. And what they might be into when they're in college.
They're going to. Oh, man.
And there you go, people. They dumb.
Oh, good Lord. I'm going to have some splaining. Or there's going to be some Google searches on my computer this afternoon. Your forecast is brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Maybe some rain this morning, but otherwise we'll see a nice high of 82. All that rain has finally cooled things off. 80s through the weekend, and Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
All right, we've got some issues with slow going on westbound 70. That'll start before you get out of the city limits, before you even get to Riverview. There's slow going on westbound 70. Looks like that's going to stick with you most of the way out toward Lucas and Hunt on 70 westbound. 6440 eastbound, it's better through Boone's Crossing and Clarkson. It does bog down as you make your way from before McKnight through about Big Bend.
Live at Paul's Donuts in St. Peter's on Y98.
Let's get right to it, Lance. We don't have any time to waste.
All right.
Eligible men in the St. Louis area. If you're on a dating app, this is what you have to look forward to.
How about Brian, 35, an alum of Wichita State, which I believe makes him a Shocker. Does that sound right?
That's right.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I think so.
Brian is tall, 6'4", dark hair, handsome-ish divorcee. No girls taller than 6'3", please. If you like dad jokes... I've got great news. All my jokes are dad jokes because I'm a dad. Won't yell at you for not responding. Won't try to impress you with pictures of dead fish. I don't live at home and won't pay for drinks with pocket change. I used to have a cat, but don't anymore, so I feel like I should be accepted by both the pro and anti-cat factions of Tinder. Thank you.
That's a lot of information to unpack there.
On a slow night, maybe.
Yeah.
On a slow night, maybe.
I'm not a fan that he's a heightist, you know? I think that...
Well, I know, right?
Yeah. Because
he's 6'4", he said, right?
Yeah. No one over 6'3".
Hot Mike's a fan.
How many girls is that, actually, over 6'3"?
It's a small number, I would think.
And what
like,
if
I'm a man.
What if she's your perfect girl and she's the exact same height? She's 6'4". Right. You're going to say no?
Dude.
That kind of turns me off, too.
Brian, the reviews are not good. So
I you know what? Maybe we're just... Nope, we don't like him.
Nope. We can do better.
I think, Brian, Kurt, you currently you're just getting in the way of the donuts right now.
You really are. I'm eyeing this fritter over here.
Yeah. No, I'm looking... That's that one.
I've yet to eat, so I'm trying to find something.
I know. All right, well, let's move on to Danny25.
I'm out.
Why? Because Danny?
No, because I want donut.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. Go ahead with Danny.
Danny sounds really close to donut.
Go ahead with Danny.
Danny's 25. We short hair now. Sometimes I go outside and do things. Sometimes I stay inside and do things. Who wants to get pizza and go to sleep? Bonus points for being metal, being generally spooky, and enjoying spooky things, but not actually being a bunch of bees.
Yeah.
You like him.
Yeah, being metal is pretty cool.
Right.
All right, you and Tim. Danny?
No, wait, left. I meant left. Left is no, right?
Right.
Correct.
Left.
Next is Joe.
First base.
None of it matters. None of it matters because we're really not going to date these
two. Right.
It's not like Danny showing up to Paul's Donuts because I said right.
Yeah. Hey, where's
Danny from? Says he's 13 miles away.
So. Oh, no.
Next up is John. John's profile is interesting. Me. Do you have anything stronger? Lemonade stand child. No.
I don't understand that.
It means like I'm cool. I went to a lemonade stand and tried to drink because I like to party. Is what he's saying.
Left. Speak English next time.
That's what it is, right? There's not some joke I missed in there, right?
I don't think so.
Okay, yeah, he's out.
You got it. Yep.
No.
All right, how about Alex, 28? He's in finance. My ideal date, I pick you up in my car, and there's candles gently licking the air on the dashboard.
Right.
Alex, there's candles on the dashboard. I smile. Yeah, I know. We take a drive, go to a restaurant, have a wonderful meal, and talk about life, goals, and ideas. As we leave, you notice my car is ablaze.
Alex, we've heard this one.
Yeah,
Alex, your car is on fire. It's okay. It's not mine. At which point, I pull out marshmallows. We cook them, eat them, then I kiss you in front of the burning car. Romance.
Yeah, we right. I think we've heard that before. He's been around the block. He's still looking for his love, apparently. Yeah,
he's going on a lot of dates.
But we liked him.
Yeah. I think from recent conversations, we end with Nick, who's 30. From recent conversations here on the morning show, we might find that Nick gets good marks here.
Okay.
Because Nick says just this. I'm a good cook, and I got a fridge full of White Claw.
Oh, yeah. There ain't no law.
We
ain't breaking no law.
Claw.
Yeah, whatever.
Schmig is next?
Yes, Schmig is next.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
It's brought to you
There we go. And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Donate school supplies in the month of August and join Club Fitness for free.
Do it.
Do it.
We just played Taylor Swift. You need to calm down off her new album.
Lava.
Yeah, thank you. I couldn't say it. Seventh album, first owned by her and not Scooter Braun. Performing in Central Park today as part of the Good Morning America concert series. And for all the fans that were waiting out overnight to get in and see the concert, she delivered pizzas to them with her whole team, which is cool. She also revealed in a Good Morning America interview that she's opening the VMAs on Monday night. And we talked about that whole will she, won't she re-record all of her previous albums. She will, because her contract said starting November of 2020, she can record albums 1 through 5 all over again.
Whoa.
As is?
Uh-huh. She said, I think that artists deserve to own their work. I just feel really passionately about it. It's next year. It's right around the corner. I'm really excited. So, and you know that means even more money for her because all the Swifties who are anti-Scooter Braun are going to go out and buy those albums again.
That's a lot of work. Like, I wonder where you start with that. Is she getting all the same musicians? Is she finding someone else and saying, hey, produce it exactly as is, then I'll come in and re-sing everything?
Well, it's happened before. Def Leppard did it, and ELO has done it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
They re-recorded Xanadu so they could own it, right?
Wouldn't you?
No, yeah. I don't know about Xanadu, but, I mean, Jeff Lynne basically did that to, I guess, not have to pay the other guy.
I get that. Wow. It's your stuff, sure. And somebody else is making all the money off of your passion.
Yeah, so she's gonna do it. Golden Girls. There's a Golden Girls puppet show.
Thank you for being a friend, Jeff.
Finally.
Touring the U.S., and it's going to be like the original series, but a little dirtier. I think if it, like, Golden Girls meets Avenue Q, right?
Huh.
So in puppet form, that Golden Girls show, a puppet parody, it started off Broadway in 2016, and now they're touring the U.S. You can go to thatgoldengirlshow.com for updates on future shows.
Wow.
Brad Paisley, Country Livin'. I know you're a subscriber and you probably already know this story, but
I do enjoy him and think those commercials with Peyton Manning are very funny.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's
a real fan of comics, right?
Yeah, he did a comedy special on Netflix. Our friend Sarah Tiana, who's been on the show, opens for him, does a lot of stuff with him.
Well, and he and Carrie Underwood, very funny, hosting
very
the CMAs
good.
Together.
Very
they
good.
Did it for years and years. This would be the 12th straight year he was hosting the ceremony. But they gave him the boot, and instead, Carrie Underwood is hosting with Reba McEntire and Dolly Parton.
But are they just giving him the boot this year because it's like a female thing? Yeah.
Don't know. Some people are saying they don't think he'll be back. And he said, you know, I'm so excited for Carrie. I love Reba. I love Dolly. They're country legends. I'm excited to watch the CMAs. But according to Country Living, 88% of people say that Brad got hosed.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. He did a good job. He delivered. It'd be one thing if they weren't going with him or Carrie, but to just lose him.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Reba and Dolly Parton, like, where are they going to be in a few years?
Making mugs that say Larry on them. Selling shoes.
Already done it. Courtney owns the shoes and you own the Larry mug, thanks to Tim Convy.
I'm telling you, they have diversified, Tim.
Yeah, you're right.
And Dolly Parton, really the original Taylor Swift. She held on to all of her music rights.
You're right.
Never sold out. Mm-hmm.
I mean, was offered lots of money for I Will Always Love You by Elvis' camp, and she said no.
No.
Yeah.
Also had a feud with Kim Kardashian. She set the tone.
Yep.
Movies opening this weekend. The Peanut Butter Falcon, which expands across the country now and is getting good reviews. Angel Has Fallen, Ready or Not, and After the Wedding, also opening. And on this day, 57 years ago, John Lennon married Cynthia Powell. She was pregnant with Julian Lennon. And then they divorced just 6 years later, after she caught him in the act with Yoko Ono.
When you say in the act.
Yeah.
Like middle of a Beatles show?
Yes. Teen Wolf was released 34 years ago today.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I was debating whether, you know, after we watched Back to the Future with the kids, it suggested Teen Wolf. And I don't remember if it was that great.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
I loved it. I haven't seen it to see if it holds up, but man, in the day, I couldn't get enough.
You this, though. Terrible soundtrack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And,
like, you know how, like, all those movies now had really good... I think they just didn't want to spend money on good music and real cheesy songs for his big dance number at the gym.
Teen Wolf 2 has...
Wolf. Jason Bateman.
Yes. So you get, you know...
The first one's really good.
Right. Yeah. 9 years ago, Tiger Woods and Elin divorced. And 19 years ago was the final episode of the first Survivor.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Years ago? 19 years ago.
Wow.
2000.
Oh.
That was a whole snake rat speech. Richard Hatch was the winner.
It was such a big deal. We broadcast.
We were at Swing Around Fun Town.
No, we weren't. We were not there. We were in Crestwood somewhere.
Okay. Yeah.
I should have said spoiler alert before I said Richard Hatch, but that's Entertainment Schmig. We'll do celebrity birthdays in about 15 minutes, and Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
All right, we got a problem here late in the rush hour up in North County. This is a crash on eastbound 270. It's after Lilac. There's lane blockage on the left side. The jam's going to start after 367. So as you're heading up toward Belle Fountain Road and certainly past Belle Fountain Road, it's very slow up to this crash between Lilac and Riverview. Left lane blocked on eastbound 270. Eastbound 70 not doing too badly, rolling up toward the Blanchette Bridge, eventually toward 270. Eastbound 6440, a little delay there. Oh, yeah. It's Y98. Diners and Donuts. Courtney and Company Morning Show. St. Peter's.
How you doing?
Paul's Donuts, Triad Center Drive, just to the southwest corner, roughly, of McClay and Youngerman. We'll be here till 10. Come get a donut, say hi to the crew. We've had so many nice people come by. You know who else is nice? Diana Yost of Edwardsville. She was caller 18 to the Bomberito box office. That means September 6th. Here's her itinerary. She's seeing the Backstreet Boys at the Enterprise Center from a suite. And then, oh yeah, after the show, you know, kind of a low-key wrap-up. Going to a meet and greet and hanging out with AJ for an after party at Fox Sports Midwest over at the Ballpark Village. Yeah, Diana has the hookup for September 6th.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm laughing. Congratulations to Diana.
Yes, you're going to have a great time.
Someone who refuses to be named dropped off a gift package for Courtney. He said he didn't want...
He didn't want the name of the distributor to be
named? I don't think so. He wanted to keep it on the DL. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Did he say that?
I heard him say that too.
He said, keep it under wraps.
I heard him say that too.
He dropped off all this Michelob Ultra stuff. Golf towels, golf balls, tees.
Callaway balls, by the way.
Whoa,
not a cheap...
Hello.
Not your Ultra ball, those hard as rock balls. I mean, a good...
Ball markers? Wow. Are there some ball markers in there?
That's a...
Yeah, never mind.
It's a tool to fix the ball marks.
To divot.
A divot tool.
Okay. Sweet. But then the note that he sent you is hilarious.
You can read it.
Thanks for all your support. Get after it.
Hey, that says it all.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you. I love gifts.
I know.
So do I. I love them.
That's Tim Comby speaking.
Yeah.
Okay, celebrity birthday time. Let me start on a sad note. Today would have been River Phoenix's 49th birthday.
Wow.
I think that was the first, like, childhood loss.
I agree.
Lost.
Yeah.
1993.
And I saw Running on Empty more times than I care to announce. I watched it over and over again.
Yeah.
I just love that movie. Not because of River Phoenix, but because of Judd Hirsch.
Yeah, right. Totally.
I understand that.
Ever since Taxi, right?
Exactly,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's Kobe Bryant's birthday today as well.
Ooh. Now, the guy's been around a long time, but
and he's been retired.
Probably not as old as you think.
Does he have another baby, too?
How old is he?
42.
I think that's a reasonable guess.
Yeah.
44.
What do you think, Kevin?
39?
I was going to say 40.
Nobody got it.
Nope. 41. You danced around it, but you didn't get it. How old is Rick Springfield?
Oh, yeah.
General Hospital star and singer.
Kevin. Kevin got very excited about Rick Springfield.
Don't Talk to Strangers.
Uncomfortable.
Kevin's favorite song.
I've actually seen him in concert a number of times, which is, I don't know if that's a good thing to admit or
because
not.
Because he and Pat Benatar are on the same bill?
I drove up to the Decatur Celebration in Decatur, Illinois, which is a big summertime thing, usually about this time of year. He headlined up there once. I saw him at the Chase Park Plaza in the Coruscant Room.
What?
You know what?
He played the Chase one time.
You know, mentioning things like Decatur and you just talk above the common person.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
People can't relate to you and your fancy lifestyle. Yeah.
And I'm more of a fan of Rick's acting.
Dr. Noah Drake.
Yes. And not only that, a couple episodes of Wonder Woman and, let's not forget, High Tide.
What was that?
I've never forgotten that because I don't know what it is.
Can't forget it. I never knew.
I'm going to say he's at 63.
I think he's north of that. I think he's quite a bit north of that.
Really?
Yeah.
You think 67? Because I'm going to say 67.
What do you think, Tim?
Go for it, Tim.
I'm going to go 71.
That's what I was thinking, too, so
he's
I'm going to say
old?
70.
Get after it.
72?
He's 70.
Oh, is he really?
He's been around a long time because he had some involvement with the Vietnam War. I think he...
No, really?
But he was from Australia.
Started it.
His
book. And he started the war. A girl named Jessie was involved, and that's all...
Yeah.
She was a friend.
And his first hit record was like 1973.
Really?
I mean, yeah. I mean, he had a hit record in like 73.
Wow. When he was John Cougar Springfield.
Yeah, that previous incarnation.
Rick Cougar Springfield.
Shut up, Jen.
And finally, this one's for Courtney.
Uh-huh.
Happy birthday to Lil Yachty.
Lil Yachty.
Lil Yachty.
He ain't no Lil O.
No,
he's no Lil O.
And he's one of the Lils that's still with us.
Yeah.
We've lost
he's
a
on,
few.
He's on celebrity yeah. birthdays. Yeah.
But the question yeah. is, how Lil is Lil Yachty?
I think he's pretty Lil. Okay. I think he's like 26.
I think even littler. 23?
I cannot picture Lil Yachty.
I don't know what he looks like either.
22.
He's 22.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I only bring him up because, you know, Courtney likes all rappers with Lil, and she's a big fan of Yacht Rock. So Lil Yachty is like the pinnacle of rappers for Courtney.
Right, yeah.
Combines all of her favorite things.
It really does, Jen. You know me so well.
I do. You're welcome. And happy birthday if you're celebrating today. Happy birthday to my mom who celebrates on Sunday.
Happy birthday, Peggy.
Get after it, Peggy.
Get after it.
Here's Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
All right, North County, we are still working this crash on eastbound 270. That's why you're going to get on the brakes after 367 as you roll toward Bell Fountain.
It's Courtney and Company's Diner and Donut Tour, live at Paul's Donuts in St. Peter's on Y98.
I love that there's like Irish flute music. Because, you know, when you think of diners and donuts, you think Irish flautists.
Wait a minute. I brought my curly wig. I got my shoes.
All right, do it.
Let's see those moves.
You don't want to see that.
Get Lord of the Lance.
Something you will want to see this Sunday, it's Petapalooza. We do it every year, and this year it's presented by Crane Insurance Agency at Purina Farms in Gray Summit. It's going on from 11 to 3 on Sunday. You can bring your dogs as long as they're up to date with shots and do well with crowds, but you can also see all of the animals available for adoption. They have the Purina dogs that do all the tricks, which is so cool. There's a kids area, food trucks, giveaways, and it's indoors and air-conditioned at the Purina Event Center. So you can find out more information on Petapalooza happening this Sunday at y98.com/events.
I want to thank everyone that came out to St. Peter's thus far, even the children making lots of noise.
Come on, Hank.
Our engineer Mike's, you know, nephew and nieces, you know, just out, just chatter, chatter, chatter.
And his niece Nora, every time Kevin looks at him, she starts crying, as most Noras do when Kevin looks at them.
But lots of cute children, and they made me feel better today, because yesterday, last night, I lost a really good friend of mine.
Yeah.
And she's just one of those people that was good through and through, and it's like, why is somebody like that?
It's not fair.
No.
It's not fair, and none of it makes sense.
So to Stacy's family and friends, I feel your pain, and we're going to celebrate her memory. We're playing in a golf tournament tomorrow with a lot of her friends, so we're going to celebrate her because she loved to play golf and just was a kind, kind person.
Yeah.
But we want to do these good stories, and this is another one of those things where when you're going through it, it doesn't look like there's any happiness involved. There's a guy in Scotland. He's 71, and he was diagnosed with dementia in 2011. And, you know, dementia, it's so ugly, and he's gone down ever since. So most of his memories have faded over the years. In the last 12 months, he has forgotten the whole history of his wife, Anne.
Oh, it's so tough. My dad, my grandmother was, I was young when my grandmother had Alzheimer's, and my dad said when he would go to visit her at the nursing home, he was introduced as the paper boy, the next door neighbor, her husband, but never her son. Like at the end, he didn't remember. And it's just so heartbreaking that someone who's, your family.
You know the history and the love you've had.
Doesn't remember any of the history between the two of you.
Well, he didn't remember, you know, he didn't remember any of the history. He didn't remember they were married, but he still liked being with her a lot.
Oh, that's.
And he thought she was really pretty. So, and, you know, she's around him all the time. So a few weeks ago, he asked her if she'd marry him.
Oh.
He started getting very amorous with her and kept telling her how much he liked her.
Oh.
So she agreed. Their friends and family loved the idea, and they had their wedding in the backyard. Again, they got married again.
That's so beautiful.
They even danced to the same song they danced to the first time. And she says they have good days and bad days now, but despite it all, he's still the same man she fell in love with.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So hopefully makes you feel better today on your Friday. We are live from Paul's Donuts in St. Peter's until 10 a.m. Thank you to American Eagle Credit Union for being out here. And we've got a lot of stuff still to come on the show. We're going to do a little bona fide or bogus in about 20 minutes on Y98.
Mornings with Courtney and Company on Y98 is brought to you by Midwest Clearance Center, the furniture and mattress store your friends told you about. Disney on. In the morning. It's Courtney and Company's Diner and Donut Tour, live at Paul's Donuts in St. Peter's on today's best music mix, Y98.
It's time for Courtney and Company's favorite game that we are currently doing at this time. It's Bonafide or Bogus.
Thank you, Jimmy. Bonafide or Bogus with me, Tim Convey. Here's the deal. I'm going to make a statement. You guys are going to weigh in on whether you think it is true, bonafide, or false, bogus. How's that sound?
I love it. Love it.
Today's topic, such an important part of all of our lives, Netflix. We talk about all these streaming services and what we're watching and binge-worthy this and binge-worthy that. Netflix, the one that started it all.
Yes, right? I mean, single-handedly put Blockbuster Video out of business.
They sure did.
You're right.
Oh, well, this might be in bona fide or bogus, so go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Bona fide.
Jen wants to hold on to her information.
Yeah, right,
so she
can win.
Trump my bona fide or bogus, Netflix was originally called moviesbymail.com.
That sounds right, because they used to, yeah.
I think that sounds right, because that's what they did.
Yes, so bona fide.
Bogus.
It is bogus. Netflix was
Jen wasn't going to have that one.
Yeah. Netflix, for a short period of time, was called Kibble. They also played with the names DirectPix.com, Replay.com, and a few others. But Kibble.com, it was actually called for a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. All right. Up next, Bonafide or Bogus, Kevin Costner, Bruce Willis, Dennis Quaid, and Kevin Bacon all performed with their bands for a Netflix publicity tour.
So who now?
Dennis Quaid, Kevin Bacon, Kevin Costner, and Bruce Willis.
Oh, I sure hope so.
Yeah, that sounds
terrible.
That's like a dream lineup. Lollapalooza.
Where was Eddie Murphy?
Couldn't get him.
It's because he actually had a decent musical
right.
Party.
Now, if you throw Jim Belushi in there, I'm on board.
You're saying bogus.
I feel like this is so outlandish that it has to be true.
Yes. Bonafide.
I want it to be true.
It's bonafide. For a 2006-2007 publicity tour, now they didn't all play together, so it's a little misleading. Okay. But when Netflix was really pumping the whole online thing, they would do screenings of those movies, and they wanted people there. So they were like, hey, your band can play. So they would do like the Big Easy in New Orleans and have Dennis Quaid and his band play.
That's pretty cool.
Wow. That's kind of cool idea.
Like the Lollapalooza of great actors in terrible bands.
Yeah. Did you say Kevin Bacon was one of them?
Oh, yeah, the Bacon Brothers.
They're decent. Yeah.
Slow down with DC.
They're not as bad as Bruce Willis.
Hey, you man, the bad? Return of Bruno.
Costner, none of them are.
Saw that on HBO.
Yeah. Up next, Bonafide or Bogus, as a part of his production deal with Netflix, Adam Sandler received ownership in Netflix's parent company.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. He got a huge deal.
Yeah.
He did.
Bonafide.
So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Bonafide.
I'm going to say bogus.
That is bogus. I made it up.
Oh.
What if it is true and you just don't know it?
I
did a little research and I don't know that it's true.
I was going to follow up, but it's a lie.
But biggest deal so far, that Eddie Murphy deal, $70
million. Oh, yeah.
Rumored.
Wow. For stand-up. Yeah.
And finally, bonafide or bogus, you'll soon be able to stream Netflix in a Tesla.
I don't think I've gotten any of these right. I'm going to say bonafide.
Driving and watching TV. I think that's bogus.
I'm going to say bonafide.
It's bonafide.
Bonafide. Last month, Tesla founder Elon Musk informed Tesla owners that they would soon be able to stream both Netflix and YouTube in their cars. An attractive option for anyone looking to keep passengers occupied. However, the services only work when the cars are parked.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bow chicka chow chow.
It's not a great idea.
I don't understand why.
Like, here's our idea.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Elon Musk plays by his own rules. Did you have a Netflix thing you were going to share? You thought would be a part of this, Jen?
Yeah. That he pitched. he pitched Netflix to Blockbuster, and the Blockbuster, the head of Blockbuster, laughed him out of the room and said, not interested. We have an amazing business model. Why would I want to do that?
Wow. That's similar to the FedEx story. The story from back in the day was the guy who started FedEx came to a Missouri senator and said, I have this idea. And it's like, I don't get it. And so that's why FedEx ended up in Memphis. Could have been a St. Louis company if it had made sense.
Geez.
But it did not make sense to who he pitched it to.
I also know somebody that was at the ground floor of Uber, and he went to a friend of mine and said, what do you think of this deal? And he's like, dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Oh. Really?
And he could have been on the ground floor of Uber.
Wow. Mm.
Guy Phillips.
I was thinking. Every amazing investment thing.
He passed on.
Oh, yeah.
He really did.
Guy did?
Yes. Panera, have you heard of it? Good job, Bonafide or Bogus.
A high of 83. 63 overnight tonight, so your air conditioner is going to get a little bit of a break. And then for Saturday and Sunday, 81 and 75. Nice. Right now in St. Peter's, cloudy and 70.
I want to thank Mark. He sent me an email earlier today when I talked about the tragedy of the rainbow vacuum going down.
Yeah.
The belt. He told me there's a vacuum repair store close to here off of 70 and Highway K.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to be heading over there.
Well, you're going to have to drive all the way back home, get your vacuum, and then come out here.
Yeah, I don't know the part, quite frankly.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a belt of some sort. But wow, what a welcome St. Peter's gave us today. Thank you to Hayes, too, at our sister station.
Yeah, 96.3. Yep.
Jill Devine.
That's right.
Jill Devine came by. Mike Anderson brought his whole cute family out here today, our engineer.
Let's not forget Lil O.
Lil O.
How can you forget
Michelle K from the office, and then her parents separately came by.
Yeah, that was nice.
But what a, I mean, just, I think the whole school of next door.
Yeah.
St. J&A.
Yeah, St. J&A.
And St. Cletus.
But St. J&A, we had the whole school out here today.
Yeah, we did.
So thank you for everyone that came out. I'm not sure what you guys are doing on the weekend, but let me just tell you about next week. I can definitely confirm that all next week we'll have tickets for Rob Thomas when he comes to Stiefel Theater to play, along with backstage passes. You get to meet Rob Thomas.
Wow.
And he is the nicest guy in the business.
Yeah, just Rob Thomas at Stiefel is pretty awesome.
I think so, too. I think that'll be a really good show. So that's what's next week. What about you guys? This weekend, I'll be in a golf tournament tomorrow for my friend Barb. Barb, it's for... This is what she sends out every year. It's a golf tournament for mamas and babies. I don't know what charity that is, but I'm playing for the mamas and babies tomorrow at the Orchards. What about you guys?
Volunteering at school over the weekend, and it will not involve being a crossing guard.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. They're not going to let you go from that.
Lance?
I will be enjoying more of the Paul's Donuts Donut of the Month, which, by the way, is my favorite donut on the tour so far. The pina colada donut. Did you have that?
No.
Oh, good gravy. That's good.
All right.
Yep, that's it. I'm just eating donuts this weekend.
Is it the one that I accidentally put my hand in?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No. Tim?
I'm going to be taking it real easy. I'm out of town next weekend going to New York, so now that I finally finished Stranger Things, I can move on to the other binge watching I have to do, so I will be knocking a few things out.
And Kevin, we know because you played this music 70 seconds ago.
It's the Tri-County Olden Days in Dow, Illinois. I'll be there. My wife's working the ticket booth. So
how many tickets are they actually selling?
They're selling pretty much. $5 a head.
They're selling pretty much.
What kind of highlights would one see at Olden Days?
Yeah, what goes on?
Give me a top three.
Top three?
Well, we're out of time.
They've got
The soy sandbox.
Nice.
Yeah, right. Yeah. There's a...
Look at Tim.
What is that?
It's a sandbox where there's soybeans.
Instead of sand.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive.
Oh, wow. And where do I get to?
And this is the one feature he brings up.
Oh, yeah, because it's a pretty big deal.
People at Olden Days are like, this idiot.
Those are his in-laws.
Right, they run it.
They've said it before.
I'm just glad we're not in the studio because we don't have the Olden Days song.
Right. Yeah. Okay, what else? What's another feature?
The antique car show.
Okay.
Which is a pretty big deal.
Is there one?
There's one antique car.
Wow, what else?
No, and then they've got
rides?
They have rides for the kids. There's the train that's made out of recycled
soybeans.
Oh, like the 55-gallon drum?
Yeah. Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Contests for the kids.
He's spitting.
Funnel cakes.
Doesn't your daughter dress up like in a Holly Hobby?
She used to, but unfortunately this year she's just doing cleanup on Sunday nights.
Wow.
That's the sad thing about olden days. You get too old.
12 is too old.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're done.
She'll be sweeping the soybeans out of the soybeans.
This year, your costume's a broom. Good luck.
And thank you to American Eagle Credit Union, too. I haven't gotten a chance to go out, but they've been providing people with different prizes and signing people up to win gift cards. So thank you again to American Eagle Credit Union. Pat Foos back at the studio. Thank you.
Hot Mike.
Hot Mike.
I already said
that.
I mentioned him already.
You can't thank him enough.
And listen, last week is your final week to come out.
Yes. Yeah. We'll be at the Olivet Diner, right?
Yeah, Olivet Diner.
So, and that's the diner from...
Back cover of the Head East Flat as a Pancake album. The picture from that back cover was taken at the Olivet Diner. It wasn't even called that back then.
Yeah, so we will be back.
Thought olden days is the only old-timey thing that you wouldn't understand, but... Got you beat next week.
I got soybeans.
All right, we're leaving. We'll see you. Thank you, Paul's Donuts, and thank you to St. Peter's for coming out and representing. We appreciate it. We'll see you next week at 5:30 a.m. Jill Devine is up next with your chance to win tickets to see John Mayer, and then later this afternoon, Paul Cook with Lenny Kravitz. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.